Hello again, Mike Roberts here with Programme 11 of our 17-week third series, Malta Memories. A series that is tracking the everyday social history of Malta as it was fashioned by the ordinary events and the ordinary people of the island during the years 1980 to 1989, accompanied on our journey by the popular music of those years. And this week, we begin a brand new year as we explore the first half of 1986, which in the first week of January recorded three very different news items. Maltese Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Charles Gauchy, MD, head of the Department of Anaesthetics at the Royal Army Medical Corps, met his Colonel-in-Chief when he was presented to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, at Woolwich, England. One of the earliest buildings erected in Sleema, the Capua Palace, located in Georges Bourges-Olivier Street, was demolished, and residents of Santa Venera were complaining bitterly that they'd been without water for 3 days. In the field of popular music, the group Europe, in 1985, brought us The Final Countdown. Described as one of the hits of the decade, the group Europe, there with 1986's release, The Final Countdown. On Malta's sister island, as the Gozo Amateur Radio Society held its annual general meeting, back on the mainland, old boys of St. Joseph's Secondary Technical School, Paola, held their first reunion dinner. And it was reported that Ta'ali, the former RAF airfield that was home for me for most of my near-on 4 years during the early 1960s, and I might add, in which I had a small part responsibility in its closure in December 1962 and January 1963, was to become Malta's national park. The well-known Parisian fashion house, Colombine, used location shots of Corinthian group hotels in Attard and Marsa Scala to promote their bridal dresses. A delegation from two London hospitals, Guy's and St. Thomas's School of Medicine, discussed increased cooperation in the field of medicine education with Malta. Maltese pianist Brian Schembri, studying at the Kiev Conservatory, married Ukrainian Olga Petrovna Vasileva in Moscow, to which many of his family and friends made the trip from Malta to attend the wedding. It was indeed people who were making the news. Catherine Gallia of Baltzan was elected the new president of Malta's Council of Women. and a special party was organised to celebrate the 80th year of Margie Halliday, described as perhaps the most popular member of the British community in Malta, a tribute indeed. January closed with a sporting news item. Marsa's hopes of climbing out of the murky relegation waters were boosted when the vital winning goal was netted by Martin Vidal in the match against promotion aspirants Senglea. Returning to news from the 1986 popular music scene, a memorable album from Paul Simon was released this year to great acclaim. It featured the wonderful rhythms of South Africa, and for me, there were two tracks I would most want to feature in this series. So there will be one this week, and I'll include the other next week. The album was called Graceland, and this week I've chosen for us the title track.
The Mississippi Delta was shining like a national guitar. I am following the river down the highway through the cradle of the Civil War. I'm going to Graceland, Graceland, to Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Poor boys and pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. My traveling companion is 9 years old. He's the child of my first marriage. But I've reason to believe we both will be received in Graceland. She comes back to tell me she's gone. As if I didn't know that. As if I didn't know my own bed. As if I'd never noticed the way she brushed her hair from her forehead. And she said, losing love is like a window in your heart. Everybody sees you're blown apart. Everybody sees the wind blow. I'm going to Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Sockets, I'm looking at ghosts and empties. But I've reason to believe we all will be received in Graceland. There is a girl in New York City who calls herself a human trampoline. Sometimes when I'm falling, flying, tumbling in turmoil, I say, whoa, so this is what she means. She means we're bouncing at the Graceland. And I see losing love is like a window in your heart. Well, everybody sees you're blown apart. Everybody feels the wind blow. Ooh, in Graceland, Graceland.
Paul Simon and Graceland. There was great excitement in Vittorioso when Giuseppa Brincat celebrated her 100th birthday in great style, when she was visited on the day by both the Prime Minister and Malta's Archbishop. And a somewhat younger lady, 19-year-old Fiona McAuliffe, the reigning Miss Sleema, was selected as Malta's representative at the 1986 Miss Europe International Beauty Contest to be held at the Casino Malta. Three senior journalists from China's Peking People's Daily visited Malta, and Malta's acting president presented prizes to the winners of the 1986 Malta Marathon at the Strand Sleema. March saw artists Brian Cheffai, tenor, and pianist Margaret Cheney depart for the UK to perform in a concert organised by the Shaftesbury Society at London's Royal Festival Hall. and leaving Malta too, following a five-day visit described as very informative, were a group of 50 Bavarian bankers, investors and journalists. However, looking to her rivals, celebrated trumpeter Nini Rosso and leading Rai journalist Piero Angela, well known to Maltese television viewers, chose Malta for a short Easter holiday. Another arrival was in the form of one of the world's greatest names in fashion and accessories, Gucci, via a new open branch in Sliema. And as applicants for the Miss Malta 1986 title were called for, the National Band of Malta, under the baton of John L. Patch, inaugurated the year's celebrations on the occasion, as it was then known, of Malta's National Day, March 31st. In the world of popular music, what so often gets overlooked are those artists and singers who once filled the charts of previous decades, but still go on to record and release new material that their loyal fans still purchase and enjoy. Many, if not most, have well-supported and official fan clubs in both the US and the UK. One such example is Rosemary Clooney, who in 1986 released this charming and relaxing Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke composition, Imagination.
Imagination is funny. It makes a cloudy day sunny. Makes a bee think of honey, just as I think of you. Imagination is crazy. Your whole perspective gets hazy. Starts you asking a daisy what to do, what to do. Have you ever felt a gentle touch and then a kiss and then find it's only your imagination again? Oh well, imagination is silly. You go around willy-nilly. For example, I go around wanting you. And yet I can't imagine that you want me to. I can't imagine that you want me to.
Rosemary Clooney, who died on June 29, 2002, there in 1986, with Imagination. The month of April in Malta continued with the island's leading business group moving with the times when the Malta Chamber of Commerce announced it was to set up a new information technology trade section to promote and defend the interests of its members engaged in this sector. And with similar sentiments, drinks manufacturer Simons, Farsons and Chisk, one of Malta's most well-known names, announced that breaking into the export market in a big way was heading its diversification plans. But it was water shortages that were generating much distress in different parts of the island, causing residents of Mcedar to take action by demonstrating for 45 minutes at Mcedar Circus. The music of the Threepenny Opera was performed at the Manual Theatre, with Michael Abella as musical director and stage direction by Michael Fennick. The Lions presented an evening for Keep Fit enthusiasts at the Radio City Hamroon, entitled Keep Fit for All the Family. And a final news item for April was the Alfred Kirkop was exhibiting a selection of his watercolour paintings at the National Museum of Fine Arts in South Street, Valletta. May began with a carnival fancy dress evening at the Valletta Yacht Club. And it was a great month for Fiona Gauci, declared the winner of the Model of the Year and Miss Personality Awards held at the Mediterranean Conference Centre. Her prize included cash, furs and beauty products. Lucky lady. But the news from the tennis front was not so happy when it was announced that Malta would bow out of the Davis Cup when Stephen Schranz and Daryl Delicata lost their match to Egyptian contestants. And Malta's continuing water shortage problems returned to the news when an Italian water tanker brought a quantity of fresh water from Sicily to Malta to help build up reserves as extension work on the Arlapsi reverse osmosis plant continued. Vacancies were advertised for trainee constables in Malta's police force, with the stipulation, however, that the minimum height requirement was 1.7 metres. Marissa Samut, Chantel Catania and Melvin Di Bono were the three winners in the carnival competition at the Busquet Roadhouse. And the 16-day Spring Festival was officially opened at St Anton Gardens by the Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries. Cliff Richard, consistent as ever, brought his latest and 1986 recording to the airwaves, Slow Rivers.
Shallow waters never running so cold. Chances are you reappear. Swim my way in a flood of tears. No place to hide your conscience, so you're a sinking ship.
Cliff Richard there in 1986 with Slow Rivers from the album Private Collection. And on the Malta music scene, a new cassette was released by one of the island's top groups at the time, the Harmonies. The cassette was described as appealing to both Maltese and foreign audiences. It was entitled, surprise, surprise, Maltese Memories. Not quite Malta Memories, but close. At the funeral in the UK of Brigadier Dudley Heyer, his daughter recalled that he had a special place in his heart for Malta and the Maltese people. During the Second World War, the Brigadier was commander of the 10th Heavy Akak Brigade during the air blitz on Malta. The Grand Lottery's first prize was recorded as 50,000 Malta Lire, and villains got away with some 1,700 Malta Lire worth of goods when they broke into the Gala showroom at Valley Road, Birkirkara. 21-year-old Antoinette Zirafa, the new Miss Republic of Malta, travelled to Panama to complete in the 35th Miss Universe pageant. And a former Miss Malta in 1980 and in 1986, a film and stage actress, Helena Abella of Zabar, married Patrick Darley of Goodyear. The MADC's summer production in the gardens of San Anton was A Midsummer Night's Dream, starring Charlotte Grech and Ivan Kassar. Following some 4 years of decline, it was reported that the International Air Rally of Malta was showing signs of recovery. And in Castellane's Gozo newsletter, he suggested that Francis Machia should have a street named after him in Arb. As the month of June ended and the half-year became to a close, the final news item was that of a Liberian-registered supertanker, among the biggest ever, entering Malta dry docks. Last week I mentioned that I would be including listener dedications in future programmes. Well, this week I'm featuring the first of those that I'll be including every week now until the series concludes. So here's my first, intended as a thank you from me to a lady who took time out to write and say how much pleasure Malta Memories was bringing to her and her family. Mariquita de Gabriele, who I know now to be a regular listener, paid some very nice compliments to the programme, enjoying the recall of past times, both in the mention of past events and the music of yesteryear. Indeed, on hearing my last Series 2 programme on Sunday the 25th of January 2014, she appealed for a further series, and that wish, of course, has now been granted for both of us. So my next and final piece of music I dedicated to Mariquita in appreciation of her writing to me. And to close this edition of Malta Memories musically, I'm taking a track from the 1986 album Pleasure One by the British group Heaven 17. This album represented what was to be the band's last studio album chart entry within the UK Top 100. Here's the selected track, If I Were You.
The 10th of May, it seemed so far away, when you and I were strangers moving close together. Sometimes it seems it's all almost like a dream. Driving across the country and the road is endless. If I were you, don't wait until tomorrow. I'd lead and wouldn't follow.
Walk the way
today.
If I were you,
please listen. The summer came too soon, but from the day we met, I knew you'd never go away. Sometimes I feel the passion's not so real, finding it strange to be together, not alone. If I
From singer-songwriters Glenn Gregory, Ian Craig Marsh and Martin Ware, otherwise known as Heaven 17, and their 1986 recording, If I Were You. Join me and Samuel, of course, again next week when I'll conclude the year via the usual ingredients, people, events and music. Meantime, the contact details for anyone wishing to get in touch, direct by email, mikeroberts@firenetws, or by just clicking contact on the station's website. If you prefer to write, then it's care of this station. And if you'd like to catch up on any programs you missed, then just go to webcasts. They're all there to be heard again at your convenience. Until next time, whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.